This Time Love by Elizabeth Lowell. Prologue. Gabriel Venture slumped on the floor of the crowded airport and wondered how long it had been since he'd had more than 3 hours of sleep at a time. If someone had asked where he was, he couldn't have told them. After the first 50 or 60 airports, they all looked alike. To someone as worn out with travel as he was, they sounded alike, too. A babble of strangers. That was why he had a finger stuck in one ear and a cell phone pressed to the other, making contact with the only people in the world who gave a damn whether he lived or died. Whenever he'd needed them, his family had been there. He tried to be there for them, too.
"Sorry if I woke you or whatever," Gabe said to his brother. "I don't even know what time it is where I am." "You sound beat."
Dan's voice was sympathetic.
"Hard assignment?"
Since Peru, they had all been hard. But Gabe didn't think his family needed to hear about that, even more than the money he sent them when the family company was having a tough time. Dan and their mother got a real kick out of following Gabe's global travels. There was no reason to spoil their pleasure.
"Just squeezed for time," Gabe said, yawning. "Maybe you should take a vacation. How many countries have you been in during the last year?"
Gabe tried to count. His brain fuzzed.
"I'd have to check my logbook. And it's packed. How's Mother doing?" "Much better. The dental implants have her chewing steak with the best of us, and the knee surgery really helped her, too. She should be playing tennis again soon."
Gabe smiled. One good thing had come of his packed assignment list, enough money to pay for family medical needs that weren't covered by cost-conscious insurers.
"Just what the world needs. A carnivorous geriatric terror on the courts."
Dan laughed.
"Hey, get used to the idea. Our parents were in their 40s.